Beauty of soul, a standing rebuke. In the third chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, mention is made of the prevailing pride of the daughters of Zion, with their tinkling ornaments, the chains, and the bracelets, and the mufflers, the bonnets, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, the rings, and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, and the wimples, and the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. How different this picture from that portrayed by the Apostle Peter of the God-fearing woman, who, estimating at its real value the outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, chooses rather to cultivate beauty of soul, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. It was after this manner in the old time that the holy women, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, and their chaste conversation coupled with fear, as revealed in daily life, was ever a standing rebuke to their sisters who followed after folly.